You are listening to the Life with Faith podcast, a place where wisdom and advice is shared so that you can all live your best lives. My name is Faith, and I am the host of this podcast, and every Friday, I'll be sharing an exciting new topic that I'll be sure to inspire all of you. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Life with Faith podcast, or welcome if you are new. My name is Faith, and I'll be hosting today's episode. And today's episode is a very, very exciting episode, as in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you the Life with Faith podcast story, because we just celebrated, or I just celebrated, my 1 year anniversary of content creating and of having the Life with Faith podcast and all that good stuff. So I thought in to today's episode that I kind of just like share with you guys, how I began my content creating journey and how the Life with Faith podcast began to be a thing and all that good stuff. So without further ado, let's dive right into today's episode. So for today's episode, I'm just going to kind of like go through some questions that I get asked all the time by people who know about my podcast and who are supportive of my podcast and just, you know, all that stuff. I guess I'll just start with the first question, which was, what made me want to start a podcast? So this is probably the question that I get asked the most by like everyone who knows about my podcast and who is supportive of it. And there's actually two reasons why I really wanted to start a podcast. And the first reason is I have always been the type of friend who loves to give advice to others. And I think that's just like a big, big part of who I am. Like, I just really, really love giving advice because I know that advice can be like really, really helpful to people. And I think that's just something that I'm really good at, is giving that advice and then like encouraging others. So I think that was like a huge element to why I wanted to start a podcast. Because, you know, I can like give advice on here as if like I'm your friend, you know, so yeah, I think that was a huge part of it. And then the second reason why, and this one's probably like the most obvious, I have always had a passion for helping others. And I also like love talking and sharing wisdom. So I'm going to kind of like break those two down. So first for me, helping others, that kind of like goes with me, like wanting to give advice. So I have always had a passion for helping others in the best way that I can, encouraging them, helping them to live their best lives, helping them to be the best version of themselves. And I just, that's something that I'm really, really passionate about. And what better way can I, you know, succeed in that passion by having a podcast? So I just really felt that it was my purpose to have a podcast and to have a YouTube channel and to, you know, have a blog website and all that stuff. And I also like love talking, like I said. And anyone who knows me well knows that I just love to talk. I love to be social. I'm a very highly extroverted person. I love to, have conversations with people. I love to have deep conversations. I love to get to know people. And that's just something that I really enjoy and that I'm really good at. And I also love sharing wisdom at the same time. You know, like if somebody needs advice on something or needs help with something, you know, I love sharing wisdom. So I think those are the two main reasons why I wanted to start this podcast. The next question, this is a question that I actually got asked on Instagram a while ago by someone, and this question was, how many listeners do I have on my podcast? So I actually don't really check my analytics for my podcast that much. And I don't even know why I don't do that. I just I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just haven't gotten around to checking the analytics for my podcast to see who's listening, where people are listening, how many people are listening. I don't know. I haven't checked in probably a couple of months, even though I should start checking regularly just to see how my podcast is doing. But yeah, I honestly don't really know how many listeners I have, to be honest. I know people listen to my podcast, if they tell me, but I honestly don't know how many listeners I have on average. And the next question is actually one that I have been getting more recently. And this question is, have you ever thought about having a guest on your podcast? So the answer to that is yes. I have thought about having a guest on my podcast. And the other answer to that is I have also gotten my first guest for my podcast. I don't know when it's going to be, but it is for my series that I want to do. It's going to be called A Guide to Christian Dating series. So it's just a series that's all about Christian dating, and just about dating advice, that kind of thing, for Christians. And the guest that I have is a friend of mine, and she's very knowledgeable in the dating world. I'm not gonna share too much or say her name or anything, but yeah, she's very knowledgeable, and she'll definitely have a lot to say on the podcast. So I'm super excited to see where that will go. And yes, I do hope to have more guests in the future. I want my guests to be someone that I know and that I trust and that I am able to have a conversation with. So I think that's the difficult part for me, is because I really want to have someone that I really can trust, and really have a deep conversation with. But yes, I definitely do want to have more guests on my podcast, because I think it's great and I think it's fun. So, I definitely want to have more guests, on my podcast, because I know there are other creators out there who, have guests on their podcast, and I think it's amazing. So, I'm definitely, considering having more in the future. The question is a question that I probably get asked most often too. And this question is, how did I create my podcast? So there actually is a few steps that you need to take in order to create a podcast. And obviously the first one is to figure out a name for your podcast. For me, my name for my podcast didn't take long at all, because I kind of already had a name picked out for my podcast. And the reason why I chose Life with Faith is because I wanted my podcast to be all about my life, and all about what I value in life and just things like that. So I thought, why not call it Life with Faith? It's because my name is Faith and it's all about what I value in my life. So that's why I chose it to be Life with Faith. And then once you have a name for your podcast, you will need to create a podcast cover using a software like Canva. That's the software I used whenever I created my podcast cover. I used Canva. But I think there's other softwares that you can use, Footer. But I prefer Canva because it's just something that I use all the time for content creating. So I definitely recommend Canva if you're interested in creating a podcast. And then after that, you need to create an RSS feed podcast hosting account. And that's just basically where you can get your podcast onto Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. and you can just, like, you know, get your podcast, like, verified for, you know, Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Google Podcasts, and yeah, so once you have an account, you'll be able to, like, get your podcast onto Apple Podcasts, like, once it's verified and stuff. So yeah, that's how I did it. I'm not sure if there's other ways, but that's how, like, I did it. But again, I'm not sure if there's other ways because I'm not an expert, but that's just how I did it. And then once that happened, I recorded my first episode and I edited it using Podcastle, which is like a podcast editing software. And it's really good. I really like it. So if you're looking for a podcasting editing software, I do recommend Podcastle because it is really good and it's free. So definitely recommend that. I think you actually do have to pay for, like, a membership for, I think I did pay for a membership for Podcastle. But you can have the free version as well. So yeah. But anyway, Podcastle is really, really good and I really do recommend it. So yeah, definitely recommend Podcastle, and yeah, and I definitely recommend Canva as well. So yeah, that is basically how you can create a podcast if you're wanting to create a podcast. All right, and the last question is one that I got asked by one of my friends, because I'm always, like, whenever I want to do, like, Q&A type style podcast, I always, like, ask my friends for questions. And one of my friends asked me, what is the most exciting episode that you are planning on in the future? So I don't really have, like, an exciting episode per se that I have in the future, but I do have, like, some series that I have planned out for the future. And I think one series that I have planned out for the future, which is kind of one that I literally just talked about, which is a guide to Christian dating, because I think that would, like, really, really help a lot of young Christians in the dating world, because I know that the dating world can, like, be so, so, so tough. So, like, for a lot of, like, people and, like, Christians and things like that. So I just thought it would be a really good series to do, just to kind of, like, help people, out in their dating lives and just, like, give them advice. And I'm, like, really, really excited to be working with it with my friend. I'm hoping to have her on, like, a couple of podcast episodes in that series, but nothing's in stone yet, so yeah. But I think we have talked about having it in a couple of different podcast series, but yeah, I'm super excited to get to that, so that'll be really exciting. And then I'm also hoping to do a series called 20s Girl. And this series is going to be, like, just all about being a 20s girl, being a girl in your 20s. And I think I wanted to create this series because I know that the 20s can be a really, really hard stage of life. And because I know it's, like, when you're transitioning from, like, a teenager to an adult, and that's, like, probably, like, the biggest roller coaster you will ever go on in life. And I think it will help a lot of people. It will help a lot of girls and maybe even some guys. So, like, if you're a guy and you're, like, wanting some advice, I definitely recommend, like, watching it, listening to it too. But I guess, like, I used the word girl because, you know, I'm a girl. But anyway, I'm definitely excited for that podcast episode. That podcast series. I'm, like, talking so fast, I'm so excited. But anyways, yeah, definitely excited for that podcast series. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it for today's episode. And as always, thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to submit a review and a rating. And as always, I hope to see you all in my next episode. Bye!